It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Oil and gas industry leaders criticize President Joe Biden's executive order pausing new oil and gas leases on public lands. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Industry leaders say the order would erase hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue and thousands of jobs in Colorado. Kathleen Sgamma, president of the Western Energy Alliance, says the group will sue to block the Biden administration's move.
An outright ban on leasing and drilling on federal lands is not within the authority of the president, and we will definitely be in court to challenge that.
Some public land experts say the effect will be minimal because oil demand is trending downward and is unlikely to make a comeback. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The Colorado U.S. Attorney's Office has made an agreement with the marketing giant Epsilon after the company defrauded potentially millions of people over 9 years. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Epsilon's main sales office is based in Westminster. Between 2008 and 2017, its direct-to-consumer unit knowingly sold lists of consumer data to fraudsters, who then targeted vulnerable and elderly people. That included schemes that sent false sweepstakes and astrology solicitations. U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn.
But the best defense against scams, particularly on consumers and the elderly, is that people just be smart and be educated and make sure they're checking where they're sending their money.
As part of the agreement with the Department of Justice, Epsilon has to pay more than $127 million to people who were defrauded across the country. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Verizon Wireless has activated its highest-speed 5G wireless service in Colorado Springs. That adds to the 5G service already in Denver. 5G has been slowly rolling out across the country, replacing so-called LTE service. It allows much faster download speeds on smartphones. This is CPR News.